Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we're going to be talking about something. But, yeah, let's get into it. Whoops. Oh, welcome back to the podcast, guys.
We'll figure it out.
So, to jump into it real quick, I mean, everybody knows this. Everybody knows this coming. Winter's right around the corner. I, for one, love cold nights. I prefer cold nights. I actually prefer it cold. I don't really like the summertime. I apologize if the audio is kind of fucked up. I'm outside. I'm doing a podcast. I got a little wind up in this bitch. All in all, today was a decent day, if you would say so, right?
Yeah, been a nice, decent day. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just very windy, which is very good from all this heat that's been happening.
I know this weekend we're supposed to get hit with rain from
a podcast.
Aurora, whatever it's called, so we're supposed to get hit with that.
I'm outside.
So there's that.
I'm outside. I'm one of my boys.
But yeah, so winter's right around the corner. We'll love to see how the people get that shit under us with this indoor dining supposedly happening. I know they said Philadelphia starts indoor dining, I think, on the 8th of September. Mm-hmm. So that should be interesting.
Yep.
I mean, maybe out here too.
I've done about this ball right
now. What else? Football season's coming back. There's that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I can't wait for the football season to start. I hear it's gonna be a good year. Can't wait.
Yeah, it should be interesting. A lot of teams aren't playing with fans for a few couple games. Nice. I know, who was it? Baltimore? Not Baltimore. Buffalo said for the first two games they're not playing with the fans, which is reasonable. Mm-hmm. Jersey, both the Jets and Giants are not playing with fans till further notice, which. Okay, Philly, they're very optimistic. They want to play with fans, but they don't know if they can. Honestly, this is the new normal till this shit blows over. I'm going to say it now just to get it out there because I'm outside. I don't give a fuck how people feel. When November 5th or whatever the fuck it is for election comes around here in the United States.
I think it's November 3rd, because my dad said something about November 3rd being...
Okay, even that, November 3rd, whatever. you know...
Alright.
So, you know, when that happens, like, we'll have a new president. He's not... Now, the one that's in office now will not go away peacefully, which we all know this. So, that should be taken with whatever we want to take it. Biden's winning office, again, like I said, for the people that do listen to my stuff on iTunes,
Spotify,
Himalaya, I believe. I'll be posting on Himalaya in the near future. I just haven't got a chance to really post.
Since we've been busy with work and stuff like that, and everything
work,
else.
Bro, work. God. You know, working at a nursing home. Working 12-hour shifts, bro.
Yep.
That shit takes a toll on your body.
Facts.
Sucks dick.
Takes a lot of energy out of you.
It does. But, hey, look, I got Thursday, I got Friday. We'll see what happens with this weekend, if they need me in or not. I'll probably go in.
Well, if they do need you, then fine. They can use it.
If not, then I'm probably just going to chill with my girl and hang out with her. What else we got? For y'all that don't know, I know I said in my last podcast we're doing haunted videos. That's coming soon.
I know we've been saying it for a very, 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 very long time. We're trying to get
around
to it.
Very long.
Yes.
Very long.
Since we started this whole podcasting, we've been saying we were going to do it, but it's just the whole time consuming and when we have the time to do it. So we're trying to do it starting probably October at the most.
Maybe like late September. Early October. So be ready for those. We're gonna have a lot of haunted videos. What else? Again, this might just be a rambling podcast. This might be 35, 45, 50 minutes long. We don't know. It's here. It's happening. Fuck it. I'm probably going to be starting
We're just trying to do our best to get the time with this whole making these videos and doing the planning to do them.
Yeah, because
sometimes,
much.
Like, when I'm working different days than he is, so we're just trying to make a big plan to get it done instead of just, like, getting your hopes up and everything else. Me and him, we're going to pick a weekend. Because we're all at the same weekends.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. So we're going to try to just get these... Pick a weekend. We got to do it. Because I know we've been saying that we're going to do it, but we never do it. We got to be committed to it. So the first one, which one are we going to do? The cemetery or the Hotel of Bethlehem?
Nah, alright. So we're going to do the cemetery in Bethlehem. That's going to be the first one. And then... well, my birthday's at the end of the month, at the end of September, so I'm going to try to book the 932, I think it is, or 9-something.
The
it's one of the hottest rooms in Bethlehem. A lot of people die there and all this other shit. So I'm probably going to hit that up. Probably, like I said, my birthday's at the end of the month of September, and I already took off 4 days. I took off that Thursday, that Friday, that Saturday, Sunday, I took off 5 days. 5 days?
I don't know, you told me you took like 4 or 5 days
off. Yeah, it was some shit that I took out those days because I'm going to hit the cemetery up. We're going to hit the cemetery, I think, that Thursday.
I don't know, but I may be working those days, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll find out. And then I'm going to book the hotel room for you, me, and my girl. Mm-hmm. And we'll go to, we'll do the haunted house, or the haunted house, the haunted hotel.
Yeah.
That weekend. So we're going to be doing that. What else? There's more. I'm trying to think of more. I just forget. I know it's supposed to be like we talk about whatever, but like there's more. Should we gotta get out? What else? Again, I love the support y'all giving me on this. A lot of y'all been listening to my podcast. A lot of y'all from my iTunes. So that's a plus. I mean, like I said, I don't really know what to talk about sometimes. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It just depends on how I'm feeling. I mean, I'm outside right now, chilling, relaxing, you know, whatever. I mean, we could sit here and talk about, you know, fucking BK memories again. So there's that. I mean, we got stories about that place, some retarded shit. So, I mean, you can always do something like that, but, you know, I kind of want to take this podcast, I want to kind of be a little bit more serious to the degree. Like I told you the other day, and I told my girl too, I was like, I don't know why, but the other day I kind of looked up suicides, like, on bridges and shit. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. I wanted to research, and that's what I was researching was suicides. It sucks that people, you know, do take their own lives because they're going through stuff. And again, I don't know what they're going through, so I'm not going to sit here and judge people because that's not me.
That's not me either.
And, it, you know, it sucks. Like, you know, I feel bad when I feel... annoyed when I hear, like, you know, people took their own lives because of, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, and I understand, you know, life's rough for people, even now life's rough. Even right now life's rough for people with the pandemic all over the world. It's not just the United States, it's everywhere. And I get it, you know, people can't handle, you know, staying to the house for 14, 15, 16 days, or, you know, can't handle being, you know, not in physical contact with somebody. I get that. Again, I'm not judging. I don't judge people. I don't know what's going on in people's heads. I apologize about that. That was idiots on the fucking dirt bikes out here. You know, I don't know what people go through in their head. And, you know, I kind of want to, like, I know this sounds really crazy, and I know it's, like, a long stretch, but I kind of want to do a podcast series. And, I mean, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a long series. It could be a partial series. It could be, like, one every couple of days or every couple of weeks that, you know, we find someone that's going through a situation, whether it's mental, emotional, depression, and we talk. Like, bring them onto the show, talk to y'all, like, you know, like, let them know that, like, hey, we're here for you. Like, we may not know you, you may not know them, vice versa, but we here as a whole. Like, I'm trying to build a community from a podcast that will lead into, you know, YouTube videos and into us meeting when the pandemic is over, because honestly, I want to go to United Kingdom. I want to go to Germany. I want to go explore the world where there are haunted places and you know, just everybody. Like, you know, that's what I'm trying to, like, get into. And I'm not doing it for, like, the money or the fame or the fortune. I'm doing it because I want to do it. Like, you know, the plays I be getting, the fans that I guess be listening to some of this shit, or not this shit, but to the podcast, you know, y'all come in clutch. You're amazing. Love it. Respect y'all. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to sit here and you know, pick at the fact that you're, like, you know, like, oh, you know, you have mental and suicidal thoughts. And then, you know, I want to bring you on and expose your suicide, like, you know, expose that. Like, I want you to come on and willing to want to talk about your problems, and maybe we can sit and help you out. You know, like, I may not have the mindset of what y'all go through, because, like, we all built differently, we all think differently, but, I mean, hey, why not? I mean, we, you know, you have the whole platform to let people know how you really feel, and I can sit here, you know, we can talk about it, and we can discuss it, and, like, you know, just do things like this. Like, I want to start doing shit where I can get people to, you know, come over and talk to me, or, you know, do it from the phone, or, like, when I do the YouTube channel, do some podcasting like that, where we can, you know, Zoom call each other, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, I want to reach out to people that need help. Whether, again, you need it because you feel like you can't handle it no more, whether you're depressed, you're going through something, whether it's a relationship issue. I mean, I may not be the greatest one for those. I mean, I still got some good advice. I mean,
yeah, I have some good advice too. If you guys ever need it, you can always come to me or him. Again, with what he was saying earlier about needing help with whatever you're going through, you can always come and talk to us, or, you know, we're here to help. Like, we want to help people from just throwing their lives away. Like, we're gonna help you guys to do what we can to make you re-decide your decision of either doing something bad.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, you know, think about it. Like, alright, I'm not saying I know people that did kill themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a shame to see and read articles, yep, about people taking their own lives. I mean, what was it? California.
Mm-hmm.
They got a bridge, suicide bridge.
Yeah.
People kill themselves because whatever the case may be. Out here where we live, that East Street Bridge, that's known as Suicide Bridge, even though it's the deaths of some people I kind of question, because I don't think they were suicide. I think they were more like they were pushed, or they were, like, thrown, I guess. But, I mean,
still, like, no one should be going through that.
Nah, I mean, we get it. It's your life, you know, you can't handle certain things. I'm not saying, like, everybody's perfect. Shit, I'm not perfect.
I'm not either.
I go through some hard times, too. I should be facing the mic, because look, that part of there just fucked everything up. But, like, you know, I'm not perfect. We all have our ups and downs. I mean, again, your mindset is a little different, the way you're brought up, and not really the way you're brought up, but the way you're surrounded, who you're surrounded with. Again, I apologize if the wind picks up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm outside doing a podcast.
And it looks like it's gonna rain.
Oh, I'm not. again, this might be a couple more minutes, might be 20, 30, I haven't really decided. Just wanted to open up and let you know that, look, we're here. Again, I know if you guys want to download Anchor, that's what I'm using. If you ever want to be a guest on the show or leave me voice notes, all y'all got to do is just, you know, contact me and I'll listen to them. And, you know, I can put it in for questions. We do questions on Anchor.
You can always do Q&A. Yeah. In, like, one of the podcasts, whatever we do, we could just do, like, a Q&A for just the two of us, the three of us, or...
Or whatever.
Either or.
Twitter. If y'all got Twitter, y'all can follow me on that. It's, fuck on. I think it's, like, Big Hitter 1990 or some shit. I forget.
Yeah, something like that.
I'll let y'all know next time I make another podcast, because all my shit's on my other phone. What else? Again, like I said, this might actually be a long podcast, because, like, it's nice out, we're chilling.
Yep.
Gorgeous out, the heat went down. I mean, if it rains, it rains. I hope it doesn't rain, God, please, no. What else? Like I said, winter's about to be coming, so the indoor dining is going to start happening, which I'm happy about.
Yep.
The only thing I'm going to ask, because, and this is what I do, just because we work in nursing homes.
Yep.
For the love of God, people. For the love of God, just wear your mask. It'll save everybody. It'll help us out.
Exactly.
I want this shit to blow over. I want to be able to go watch hockey games in the stands.
Yes.
Baseball games, football games.
Any type of sport.
Yeah, sporting, movies, dining. I want to go out and, like, feel safe. That I know, like, hey, Tim doesn't have COVID. Brittany doesn't have COVID. Scott doesn't have COVID. I don't got COVID. No one got COVID. You know what I mean?
So please, just all of us wear a mask. It will help save everyone, so we can actually have these things again. Because you know how long I wanted to go see a movie with my friends, and you can't even do that because everything is just shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just please, just tell your friends to wear a mask, your family members, everyone that you know to wear a mask so we can get through this. And like he said, he wants to go out, go see a movie, dinner, watch games, football, hockey. Like, we need to all work as a team here and get through it.
Also, if y'all see, like, healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, aides, whatever, you know, thank them. You know, appreciate what they're doing. Because not for nothing, that could be your family member living in a hospital bed or living in a nursing home.
Yeah.
So make sure you thank them, man. You know, I mean, yeah, okay, businesses and shit are like, oh, thank you frontline workers, and thank you this and thank you that. Like, all right, that's cool for them to say, but I feel like us as American people, as regular civilians, y'all need to say something. Like, not just businesses, and not just, you know, you be seeing shit on Facebook and on, what is it, TV. I know I'll be seeing TV. I know New York, they take shit out, and they thank the frontline workers and all that shit, but I feel like everybody needs to do that. So, I mean, again, I apologize. It's kind of windy out here.
Yeah.
All in all, it was a good day. I'm enjoying myself. Nah. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having fun. Again, like, I know I said this before in one of the podcasts. It's January 15th. I'll be going into the National Guard and doing that. So that's going to be fun. Life's too short.
Yeah, there's not enough hours in the day.
Yeah, life's too short to hate people and to want to fight. So, you know, just love each other. Have fun, man. Again, if y'all need to reach out to somebody to talk to, if you're not feeling good during this quarantine, y'all could always, you know, hit us up on this.
YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, just hit us up on Facebook.
James Dewhurst. I'm not going to spell it. It's Dewhurst. That's it for my last name. Follow me on Facebook if y'all want to talk, you know. If you don't want to be on a podcast, but you want to talk, vent to somebody, have someone to listen to, whatever you're going through, hit me up. I got y'all. You can hit him up, too. It's Edward.
Yeah.
Edwards. I feel like I fucked that up.
No, you're right.
Look him up on
Facebook
as well. You know, like, I feel like the people that do listen to this and the ones that, like, you know, have been listening to it, we're a little family. I want to grow that family. I want to be bigger.
Yeah, that's what we're all trying to do right now. Like, when we make these podcasts, we want to try to bring people in to make a better community of what's happening right now. So everyone else can listen to what's happening. So they understand what's going on. And the whole last thing, spread the word. Tell everyone, your friends, family, or whoever. Just tell them, even strangers. Just tell them to wear a mask so we can save everyone. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Again, you can always just hit us up on the book. If you ever want to talk, we're open 24/7.
Well, I mean, I don't know about him, but I'm not open 24/7. I'm open a few days if I'm on Facebook, but my messenger is always open. I can get back to you whenever. Again, like I said, you know, like, this podcast is kind of more like a serious, kind of funny type thing. But seriously, like, if you know y'all going through some shit, some dark, deep shit, please, feel free to hit me up. Feel free to hit him up. Again, download Spotify, Anchor. You can hit us up that way. I think that'll be a better way to hit me up personally. And I can bring you on to a show, or you can just send me voicemails or voice message recorders. I can listen to those prior to the show. I can talk about that in the podcast I won't say your name. I'll leave it anonymous. But, you know, I will talk about it and, like, get some feedback from people, you know what I mean? You know, again, you can hit him up as well on his Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube's going to be popping soon, hopefully. What else? Again, like I said, this is more of a serious podcast, because again, like I said, you know, a lot of people, y'all going through shit. I mean, it, like, you know, this shit ain't a joke. Quarantine sucks, but I mean, we can pull it through. You know, we can pull through together, and we got this. Like I said, we have the election coming up too, so make sure we go out and vote. I, for one, hope that dumbass in office loses, because
he's going to lose. I want him to lose because he's no good.
I think
no fucking good.
I think a lot of people are seeing that now, that he's no good. So, yeah, we got that going down. What else? Oh, another thing is, for my birthday, I'm getting a tattoo. I don't think I told you.
No,
yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a tattoo. I just got to find a place that does a good thing with tattoos. And hopefully I'm going to get that soon. So there's that. So if you guys find me on Facebook or something like that, y'all probably see the thing. Damn. Also, I don't know how many of y'all, like, wherever y'all from, I don't know where all my fan base is, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how many of y'all play Pokemon Go, But y'all could definitely do that. Go on to, depending on where you're from, where all you gotta do is search your Pokemon Go Allentown. And mine and his thing should be in there, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So you guys go and do that.
And if we need to send you our friend codes, just let us know. We'll give it to you.
Yeah, we can do show that. You go and set us up, like I said, and ask us about that.
We're always here to talk if you guys need us. Like, we're not that far away.
I mean,
well, anyway. Depending on where you are, you can always find it. You always can hit us up on the book.
Yeah.
I got Instagram if you guys want to hit me up on Instagram. So, and Facebook.
Here's one I do have to throw out there real quick. I don't know when this video will be happening, but I'm hoping it's going to be very, very soon. I think I'm going to try to do it when it gets a little cooler out. There's this really big building where I live, in the city that I live in, and I want to do a video of exploring the city, because, like, yeah. So I'm gonna call to the people that own the building. I forget what the number is, but I'm gonna call them. And I'm gonna stand on the very top if they allow it. I'm gonna do a big panorama like video of the city. That's gonna be my thumbnail for the exploring of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Because I mean, you know, everybody hears like Allentown's like this worst place, and there's all this dumb shit going on, but.
And back to the whole relationship thing. I'm not good at relationships. But what me and him can do is just give you some advice on whatever situation you're having and whatever you're going through. And to be honest, I can't keep anything straight. I can't keep a single woman in my life. That I would have talked about that in a whole other podcast, but not right now.
I mean, you gotta think about it though. Like, alright, so, I mean, we got this in the podcast too, since this is happening. I've had my fair shares of long distance relationships that didn't last because, again, they were long distance. And people are like, oh, well, if you really love each other, no, love has no distance. It has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
With myself, and I've noticed this more about myself than anything, I need to physically be with that person. Like, I need to be able to hug them, kiss them, hold them, whatever the case may be. I can't afford to go somewhere, especially when I don't drive or anything like that. So, like, for me, I need to be, like,
with them.
Yeah, I don't like this. The long distance is not, no, like, that's just no bueno. I don't like long distance relationships. Again, I have had a fair share of those. Those I know very well of. I can sit here and talk about a lot of my past relationships, but I tend not to. But I could if that's something y'all want to hear about. What else? So we got that. Again, I'm not the greatest at giving advices about relationships, but, you know, if you need help, again, if you have someone I know, if you're a friend of mine, if you're just some random person that goes, hey, James, it's, you know, it's so-and-so, listen to your podcast, you know, you touch on something I want to talk to you about, is it cool if I drop something to you? Yeah, I could do that. Again, like, you know, we in this as a group. Again, there's a lot of y'all that play my shit. I mean, I know a lot of y'all that be playing it. I know I listen to my podcast, of course, because I want to make sure it's, like, it's good and the audio is fine. I know my girl listens to my shit. You know, and again, like I said, a lot of y'all from, again, who knows where y'all from? Y'all could be from, you know, United States. Y'all could be from Canada, Mexico, wherever. And it's cool, and I fucks with y'all. I welcome it all. Like, yo, shit, Canadian people, what up? Gangsters, gang gang. Like, I'm just kidding. Like, even at that, like, you know, I want to go visit Canada, too. I heard Canada was very nice. But because of this whole restriction with the pandemic going on, ain't going to be able to do that for a while. So,
I think they will I don't think it will clear up until everything is done and over with.
Well, I know, like, I know they were saying Canada's trying to curve their shit, and I believe they curved theirs, but like the United States, we're still struggling.
Yeah, we are struggling. We're struggling like really badly right now.
No one cares. No one cares to you know, keep the distance.
What like, the hell?
I don't know. I'm getting apologies, but that we're outside. People being dumb. Is that, like, our boss there?
No, that's the resident on third floor.
Oh, I thought that was our boss. Was like,
no, sir, I have, no.
That's why I was like, wait, is that our boss?
No.
So there's that, oh, the lights just came on. Cool.
Wait, from me? Is it?
No. What else? It looks like it's gonna rain. Feels like it's gonna rain. But it also feels like it's getting dark out because it's 7:46.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we might end it right here. Call it a day. Like I said, I just wanna get that out there. Like I said, again, if y'all going through some shit, you know, don't be afraid to hit us up. We're here for y'all. We're here to take care of y'all, here to help y'all. Again, this is a serious podcast. This is a little different from the little, like, haha, funny shit.
But this is something serious.
It's something serious. I wanted to hit this real quick because, you know, I feel like... Like, okay, it's bad regardless, but I feel like it's worse right now just during the pandemic because, like, people... What are you doing? Like, think about that. You've been in your house for so long. You know, it's getting to you. It's fucking with your brain. And your anxiety and your mental health, and it's really fucking you up and it's putting you down. And I just, you know, I wanna be able to talk to y'all and help y'all through. Like, again, I can't really stay in my house because, well, I work. But, you know, like, we could talk again through here, whatever you guys want to do. I'm here for y'all. Please don't be afraid to hit us up. You know, again, I'm not doing none of this shit for money or fame or anything like that. I'm just doing this because it's something I want to do. You know, I want to hear what y'all want to talk about. I'm here for y'all. He's here for y'all.
Of course.
Just know everybody's here. Like, we're here for you guys. You know, it may not feel like anybody's here for the ones that are feeling the way they're feeling, but believe me, we're here. Reach out. Talk to us. We're here. You know, we want to help y'all. We want to talk about it. Even if talking about it saves you and, like, maybe it's just that small glimmer of hope that helps you more than anything, by all means, we're here. Speak to us. Please. Don't hold it in. You know, and hey, you may feel like you don't want to talk to people about it, and that's reasonable. But, you know, I don't mind y'all shooting me a little quick Facebook message like, hey, you know, I don't know you, but I heard your podcast. Can I just talk to you through messaging and, like, talk? I'll be with it. I may not hit you back up right away because that's just me, and I'm doing a lot of other things with Joe, my girlfriend, working, playing Pokemon. I may stop playing Pokemon in a little bit just because I kind of want to actually get into the podcasting, like, the actual, like, doing videos, doing this, doing that. So there's that. It feels so nice out. I'm sorry. I'm blown away how hot it was throughout the day. And now it's just
nice and cool.
Yes. It's so comfortable.
And if you guys can't get a hold of him, you can always message me. I'm always available. So you can hit me up then. If you can't get a hold of him.
Yeah, like I say, no. James Dewhurst. That's me. And his is Eric Edwards. Hit us up through that way. I'm always open. He's always open. I may not get back to you as soon as I can, but I will get back to y'all when I can.
And like I said before, if you can't get a hold of him, you just get a hold of me. I'm open.
So, you know, we're going to just, you know, like I said, just remember when life is going tough, just know you got people to talk to. You know, and hey, who knows? Like I said, we're going to do a YouTube podcast in a couple, maybe in like a month or so. So we're going to do that. You know, we'll definitely be taking people, like, y'all can call us on Zoom and FaceTime, and we'll take calls that way, and you know, we'll talk about it on podcasting as well, on YouTube. I'll be making my stuff on here still. I might be going to Himalaya as well. Himalaya is a... I haven't decided just yet.
Yeah, I have a download. I just haven't got a chance to use it.
I used it one or two times on the iPhone. I've yet to use it again. So, yeah, there's that.
Bless you.
Sorry, thank you. So we'll probably end this at like 8 o'clock-ish. And that way, you know.
That's fine.
Whatever. So yeah, there's that part of the podcast. Like I said, this is probably going to be a long podcast. And it's hitting on little major things. Like I said, videos.
Yep.
And suicidal watch. Not suicidal watch, but like a whole, as in like you want to like talk about it.
And then with the whole wearing a mask thing, that's another issue that...
Oh, that I just want to hit on because I see a lot of motherfuckers not doing that. I mean, even right now, I'm not doing it, but, like, we're cool. But not for nothing, I just kind of feel like, in order for us to curve this pandemic or part of it, depending, again, wherever you're living, y'all may have already curved it. I know where the virus already started from. They, I guess, curved the thing, or so they say. You know, just be careful, man. Just please wear a mask. Please care about the people that you're around. Again, it could be your loved ones that are getting the virus. It could be your mother. It could be your grandmother. It could be your grandfather.
It could be your son or daughter or sister, brother, cousin, or anyone in your family that you may know, friends. Stuff like that.
That could get the virus. And then they're going to have an issue. So just, you know, please think about it. Please wear a mask. That's it. Like, that's the only thing I'm asking for, or that we're asking for. I mean, okay, again, we're not a big, you know, we're not like one of them YouTube people or fucking a famous person. But, you know, it helps if we could spread the message as well and wear a face mask. So please just do that for us. Again, don't matter where you live. If it's the United States, Canada, Mexico, Germany, Greece, Italy, France. I'm pretty sure I just said Greece, and Greece is a fucking city in... what you call it? Whatever. But y'all understand what I'm trying to get at. Wear a mask, save lives, please. So there's that. No, again, I thank everybody for the support and love that y'all showing me. Thank you for listening into the podcast, even though half this shit is just rambling and stupid shit. So I appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know what, I'm probably gonna just end it here. It's been long enough. Y'all have a good night, good day, good morning, good afternoon.
Wherever you guys are.
Again, wherever y'all listen from. Again, I appreciate the support and the love y'all showing. Keep listening. Keep liking this shit. Spread it to your friends and family. Let them know about the podcast. Again, like I said, if y'all really, like, if y'all going through depression, y'all going through them thoughts, don't be afraid to download Anchor and look me up on the thing. Hey, you know, so-and-so, can we talk, or can I say this to you, and can you leave it confidential, or whatever, and we be chilling, that's it. But thank you once again, I appreciate it. I know it's quarantine, y'all probably just in the house, and you had no choice but to listen to a certain podcast, so I'm gonna take it like that, to be honest with y'all. But I'm gonna cut it. I'm going to cut it here. You guys have a wonderful night, wonderful morning, wonderful afternoon. Stay beautiful. I love y'all. And I will talk to y'all
in the next podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. Good night.
Peace out.
Deuces.